With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What a treat. I have another wonderful guest here today, and you brought two furry friends.
Hi, I did.
Tell everybody your name and who you're with.
My name is Amanda Creasy, and I'm with my two dogs, Jack and Sadie.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Sadie. Oh, they're so adorable.
They wag their tails when you said their name.
They go everywhere with you, yeah?
They go everywhere that I'm allowed to take them, yes.
And they're allowed here because we love animals.
Yes.
So tell me about this. Now, you're a writer.
Yes, ma'am. Writer and English teacher.
And you teach now?
I do, yes. I teach high school English.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I bet you love your students. They love you.
I do love them. I can't speak to whether they love me or not. I like to think they do, but I do love them. That's true.
You just have that personality. It's like, yay, I want to learn.
I do want to learn. I hope they want to learn too.
And they've got to be excited about the fact that you're a writer and you have something very special coming up. Tell us.
I do. An essay that I actually wrote about my dogs, Jack and Sadie, is going to appear in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Dog.
I love it.
Me too. And it comes out on April 9th in bookstores. But I'm doing some fundraisers, and if you get the book at the fundraiser, you actually are donating money to some local shelters.
And see, you're speaking everything I love.
I know everything I love, too.
So tell me when those are and who you're helping out.
So the first one is April 27th, which is a Saturday, and that will actually take place at the Richmond SPCA.
Wonderful.
We'll have a reading that will start at 1 o'clock in their adoption center. And then following that, in their lobby, there'll be the book sales and signing, and the books will be $15, and $10 of every purchase of a book at that event will go back to the Richmond SPCA. So that's the first one, April 27th, 1 to 3.
Okay.
And then the second one is at a place called Cafe Zada, which is in downtown Richmond off of Bainbridge Road, I think.
Uh-huh.
That one's actually dog friendly. You can bring your own puppy or dog. Adult dogs are welcome too, to that event. And that's also 1 to 3. That's May 18th. And because that one's outside on their patio, there's a rain date of May 19th.
Now, who does that benefit?
That benefits RAL, Richmond Animal League.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I love them, too.
Me, too. I volunteered there for 4 or 5 years. And both of these, Jack did almost all of his training, his agility training at the Richmond SPCA, and then I volunteered at RAL. So they're organizations that are important to me.
How did you get involved with this, the Chicken Soul?
That's a really good question. My sister, Anne, who is a freelance writer down in Florida, and my friend Lauren, who works with dogs, volunteers at RAL, and is also a writer, told me to sign up for these emails called freedomwithwriting.com.
Right.
And they send you publication information and publishing opportunities on a regular basis. And this, the fact that Chicken Soup for the Soul was looking for stories about dogs was in one of those emails. So I submitted one, and it was almost a year before I heard back.
Wow.
So you can imagine how ecstatic I was. I'd kind of given up on it. I was like, oh, well, I tried. And then I got the email, and I was like ready to dance around my living room
when I saw it. So, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, I texted everyone I knew and had to really hold back from putting it on my social media at first because I was like, what if it doesn't happen? And I told the whole world that it's happening.
I just think it's awesome. Yeah. So now the book is out when?
The book is going to hit bookshelves on April 9th.
I'm just like so ecstatic.
Yeah,
for this.
I brought you a copy.
You did?
I did.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Oh, it's a big book. Life Lessons from the Dog. It's a dog with glasses on.
Yeah,
oh
black
my
lab.
Gosh. 101 Tales of Family Friendship and Fun. I love this. Oh, look, and there you are.
Yeah, I very self-centeredly bookmarked our page.
Oh, so what is yours all about? What's it titled?
It is titled The Reward. Jackson Brown, come here, buddy. Good boy. And it is a very short piece, actually, and it's just about a walk that I took with Jack and Sadie at the Northern Neck. Jack is very bullheaded. He has lots of training, but also lots of his own ideas, many of which revolve around where we should walk. And this particular day, he and I were having a battle over where we should walk, and I let him win. And it was a good thing I did because he ended up taking me to this beautiful view of the river that was just so calm and still that morning. And I thought, yeah, I should let other people or dogs guide me more often, because I can also be a little bit bullheaded and stuck in my ways. So that time being more flexible, he rewarded me with a nice perfect view of the river.
What a life lesson.
Yes. I haven't quite learned it yet. But
no, we're working on it. I think I need to work on that too. I should let my dog Stevie take me where she wants to go.
Let them take the reins.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm just so proud of you. And it's such an honor to meet you and your dogs.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us in and on and everything.
And we'll get everybody out there to those book signings.
Yes, yes. April 27th and May 18th or 19th, weather dependent.
This is for me?
Yeah, that's for you.
Oh,
you
my
get
gosh.
To keep that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm going to get your autograph, okay?
I signed it already.
Oh, yay.
I did. I was planned ahead. I left you a little message and everything.
Oh, she did. Oh, I love animals. They're the best. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.